Northwest Christian School Online provides online Christian education for any students, ranging from kindergarten to 10th grade. The tuition is fully covered through the state of Arizona's ESA program and is affordable for families out of state. You can count on NCS Online for a rigorous, proven online program that establishes a robust biblical worldview for all students. For more information, go to ncsonline.org. That's ncsonline.org.
The brothers, for you and I to live for the kingdom of God, it's going to require a perspective shift, a new way of thinking, a new mindset.
What in the world would it mean to pray, "Thy kingdom come"?
Seek first the kingdom of God. Know that your home is in heaven and live as if that's your goal.
What we've done in the past simply can't be done anymore. That we lived our life in a certain manner because it was basically a Christian world, a Christian culture that we're living in. That time, those times are over.
It's not enough to be a believer. It's not. It is not sufficient for you just to believe and that's it. You cannot be a believer. Being a believer leads to being a follower.
Instead of all these things we're worried about that consume our thoughts and our minds, instead of using your mental energy on that, instead, seek His kingdom.
What in the world would it mean to pray, "Thy kingdom come"?
Welcome to a special episode, a special Wednesday episode, no less, of Kingdom Culture Conversations. And my name is Jeff Brown, the superintendent of Northwest Christian School. And you are listening today to the podcast Kingdom Culture Conversations via Frameworks, the Biblical Worldview Initiative of NCS. And I'm so grateful you've joined us. I'm also very grateful to be joined today by my good friend Roger Munchian of the ministry Rescued Not Arrested. And he's no stranger to Kingdom Culture Conversation listeners, as that this past summer, the summer of 2021, one of my favorite videos, honestly, in the whole Kingdom Culture Conversation video series over the last two summers, was Roger talking about his testimony. And if you've not had the opportunity, the link to that video will be in the show notes for today's episode. Go back and watch that. But Roger, welcome. Thank you for coming back and joining us today.
It's truly an honor to be here.
Yeah, well, I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. And today, not only has Roger today joined us for this special episode, today being Wednesday, October 27th, Roger is going to be speaking in all three of our chapels. He'll be speaking to the elementary students, to the middle school students, and to the high school students. And we are today launching one of my favorite Northwest Christian traditions, and that is the annual Red Letter Challenge. Today in chapel, Chris Gardner, Mr. G, as the kids call him, Roger and I are going to be challenging every Northwest Christian student to participate. And essentially, the Red Letter Challenge is this. I'm going to ask the students to consider joining us as we read through all four Gospels over 3 months, one chapter per day. And the link to this Bible reading plan, again, will be in your show notes today for today's episode. But this is kind of a different Red Letter Challenge. We're going to do something a little different. And that is to say, we are going to partner with Roger's ministry, Rescued Not Arrested. And I'm going to start by first, before I explain that partnership, I want to ask Roger, Roger, would you kind of break down what is Rescued Not Arrested? What do you do and what are you doing for prisoners all across, really, across the globe, as I understand it?
Well, Rescued Not Arrested is really a name that came through because of my life story. I was rescued through an arrest, not the first, but the 12th arrest in my life, as God pursues to rescue us. And He tells us that in Colossians 1:13-14, that he's rescuing us from the dominion of darkness. And I recognize that with me, it was the arrest was the key component that He used to rescue me over and over and over, mm-hmm. rescue me from my toxic relationships, from traditions and, bad behavior, addictions, mm-hmm. to bring me back to prison to reevaluate life and direction. And so the last time was a charm, apparently got my attention. And so eventually when I started—
It's a fun way to look at it.
Yeah. And eventually I believe that you know, we are all rescued. Yeah. It, mine happened to be through an arrest. And it was really not an arrest. It was actually a rescue.
Well, in that arrest could have resulted, as I understand it, in pending capital punishment.
That was.
That was an option on the table for you.
And that's, I think, why it got my attention, because all the money in the world at the time, which I had many at the time, was not good enough to help me, because I felt I was in control over my life because of the monies I was able to produce. And I realized I was never in control.
So, and you've translated that experience now into a ministry to prisoners. And how broad is that? I mean, what is that on a daily basis? I know today, a little bit later, you've got a Zoom call with a prisoner. How often do you connect with prisoners, and what does that look like?
Well, that's a daily thing now. It's a lifestyle. I've actually donated my life now, spend 40, 50 hours a week, retire from my workforce, and do ministry.
Now, says, folks, I want to interrupt Roger for just a minute. When he says donated his life, it's both literal and figurative. Literal in the sense is that, Roger, you're not pulling down a salary from the work that you do.
No, by choice. You know, I realized money was a big monster for me. It was the greed and the pursuit of money that got me in trouble in the first place. And I wanted to make sure I put the right gauges in place and accountability in place not to ever be distracted by money, hence making a no staff paid policy, including myself, when I started ministering in 2003, 2004, to make sure I never mission drift and that my passion is driving this ministry and vision and not a paycheck.
That's incredible. That's, I mean, absolutely incredible. And so you are daily interacting and engaging with prisoners. You're seeing prisoners come to faith in Christ. I've seen pictures of you performing baptisms in prisons.
It's one of the most rewarding experiences I've ever had, to be able to see a hardcore criminal, you know, dealing drugs or murder, be broken to a point and surrendered, tattoos head to toe, go under that water and come back professing Christ as their Lord and Savior.
That's awesome. So today in chapels, what students are hearing and what you're hearing today on Kingdom Culture Conversations, and we're extending to listeners wherever you are, we're extending this same opportunity to you. Again, the Bible reading plan can be found in the show notes for today's episodes. And we're going to invite you to join us over the course of the next 4 months to read one chapter per day of the Gospels to encounter the person of Jesus Christ in a very new and special way, just a few minutes a day spending time in God's Word. And I love it. I love watching, especially with our younger students, as the lights come on, as they proceed through the Gospels, as they begin to intrinsically understand the value of time in God's Word. And what we're going to do in cooperation is, Roger, your ministry prints Bibles. You're is involved in the printing of Bibles, and then you distribute those Bibles into prisons. How many Bibles on an annual basis do you pump into the? I like the analogy you used this last summer. You said before in your previous life you trafficked illegal narcotics. In your new life, you're now trafficking Bibles, and I love that analogy. But what's the number of Bibles that you might see estimate get into prisons this year?
Well, first, let me clarify. We've partnered with Zondervan Publishers, who's pretty much the predominant NIV Life Application Bible distributors of our world.
Wow.
And they've pretty much adopted our ministry as a partner, and they provide us bulk rates. You know, I would say we're inching up to over 1 million Bibles being distributed now over internationally in 277 countries. We just sparked up this last year a partnership with Mission Cry, who has been around for 60 years, reaching these 177 countries, and they were down on resources, especially full Bibles. And we've become partners now to even get involved in that international distribution.
So that's unbelievable.
A mission and a vision that was given to me in a prison cell, you know, a small little 8x4, it now has translated into an international a distribution of Bibles. And hence, the concept of trafficking drugs and trafficking Bibles is the same. Just the product has changed.
Well, and one of the analogies I've used, and it was powerful when I heard you use it last, was this idea that a good portion of Scripture was actually written from a prison cell.
It was. Apostle Paul himself. I mean, he wrote most of the New Testament books, and most of the epistles were written right out of prison, rightfully so. God has our undivided attention in prison.
Yes.
So when we mean well, then that goes to the 10th degree in what we can absorb. You know, whereas we're so distracted on the outside world with all the other stuff. Whereas in prison, I had nothing else to do but read my Bible and pray and ask God for guidance.
Now, in I think that's what we're inviting our students and our families to consider doing, is to find a few minutes a day for their undivided attention, for my undivided attention to be given to the Gospels, and specifically to the person of Christ as he reveals himself through the Gospels. I think that's the amazing piece. I love it when, like I mentioned earlier, when the lights come on, when students encounter Christ in the written word. I also love it when they suddenly understand intrinsically the value of a daily time of personal devotions. And so that's what the Red Letter Challenge is. That's what you're invited to participate in starting today. But there's one other additional element that we're gonna throw at you, and that is this opportunity. Roger, when you print, when you work with Zondervan to print these Bibles, I know the bulk rate cost on a NIV study Bible is around $10. And what I'm going today in each of the chapels to do is to challenge our students, to challenge every Red Letter Challenge participant to actually find a way, whether it, maybe it's doing chores around the house, maybe it's going and mowing your neighbor's yard, or maybe it's taking a few bucks out of what you make each week when you're working at In-N-Out Burger. I don't know what it is, but taking over the course of these next 3 months, finding $10 and designating that as a gift that will purchase a Bible through Zondervan and through Rescued Not Arrested into a very special ministry that Roger's partnering with called the American Bible Academy in Joplin, Missouri. Roger, can you tell us, what is the American Bible Academy? Why are you partnering with them? What do they do?
We partnered up with the American Bible Academy out of Joplin, Missouri 7 years ago. And the idea was, they give correspondent courses, very intense Bible study courses, to inmates who are in prison, especially death row and lifers who can't have church outside of their little cell. So this correspondence course, goes probably within a year or two, they could complete the course. It's eight lessons. And each graduate now is gifted one of our life application study Bibles. So we actually get a list every week of probably 20, 30, 40, 50 individuals around the country that has completed this course and has graduated from this eight-lesson course, and they get gifted the study Bible to take their understanding to a different level because it has the concordance, the maps, the commentary. I believe the NIV Life Application Study Bible is the Cadillac of Bibles. It gives you so much self-help that really helps these guys, especially who are locked down for the rest of their lives. And that's kind of what happens. They provide the list of the graduates, and we send the actual Bibles directly to the inmate. So it doesn't go to Joplin, it goes straight to the inmate cell. From us.
And they get a copy of your book, your testimony too. And that book is called Rescued, Not Arrested. And if you're not familiar with Roger's story, you have the opportunity. One of the sister podcasts through Frameworks is called the Off the Page Book Club Podcast. And starting this past week, we jumped in. Mr. G jumped in to a conversation that's going to stretch over the course of seven weeks. They're going to work through that book, Rescued, Not Arrested. You're going to have the opportunity to read that book, to hear Roger's story. And let me tell you, friends, it's absolutely incredible. But you give a copy of that book to every prisoner as a source of encouragement. You give them their own study Bible. But previously, too, you'd give them kind of a thinner copy of the Bible as well. Your ministry is so, so generous.
Yeah, anybody who writes to us around the country gets a Bible. They want a Bible, they're going to get one. They're going to get a full NIV Bible with just some minimum footnotes. But once they graduate from this course, then they kind of earn that study Bible from us to take their studies further. But yeah, we believe, Jeff, God's word is alive.
Amen.
It's sharper than a two-edged sword, pierces to the bone and marrow. We believe the work is done by God's work. And all we are farmers planting seeds and watering seeds. I don't have to be in New York's death row cell to help someone change their life. No, I could just send them a study Bible and allow God's word to do what it always does.
Amen.
And pierce through the bone and marrow and transform lives. And I really believe it's the most effective ministry. It's the best investment that I can make, is to provide God's true living word into the hand of somebody that's hungry and thirsty for truth.
Yeah. We were talking before the episode, I was sharing with you the story as we close here today. I was sharing the story of a friend I recently had the opportunity to meet. His name's Brian, and Brian was telling me about a prison ministry experience he'd had in Tennessee, in which there were prisoners who apparently had come into contact with God's word and digested it. And one of the challenges he had coming into prison ministry, he's coming in to minister to these prisoners, and yet they knew God's word almost better than him. Is that something that happens?
Well, you know, when I served my prison sentence, I experienced that very thing. These guys have nothing but time on their hands, and they read a lot, and they memorize the scriptures, just like Apostle Paul had memorized the first five books right when he was Saul. Mm-hmm. He had it all memorized, but that doesn't mean he knew the truth or knew Christ. And the reality is, going back 2,000 years ago, Satan really used the word to challenge Jesus. Satan probably knows the word better than all of us combined, but he chooses not to obey God. He chooses to use it deceitfully.
Wow.
And I think that's what your friend Brian was experiencing, is individuals who are choosing to memorize something and use it with wrong motives. And hence, that's how we differ, is we want to be more like Christ, obedient to him, and not just memorize the word, but put it to good use.
Amen. So hearers and doers of
exactly.
God's word.
Like James 1:22 tell us, right?
Yeah, amen, amen. And Roger, in closing, you know, I think the potency of your testimony is, for me, is boiled down to a singular moment in which your wife brought to you maybe we can get a picture of this. Or you know what? It's in the video that'll be in the show notes of this episode. Your Bible. You've got a very precious Bible that I've seen you a couple of times when you've spoken. You've shown that Bible. Can you tell us about, in closing, tell us about that Bible. What makes it so special?
Well, that is the NIV Life Application Study Bible. It comes in leatherback usually, and I heard about it, and I asked my wife to mail me one because I had hunger and thirst for more, but I needed it.
From prison?
Into prison to me. And when I got a hold of that Bible, it seemed like all hell had broke loose, because I was about to learn so much truth, and I had so much time on my hands and a lot of hunger for truth. And so when you see the Bible, you're going to see it all tore up. I've even dated some scriptures over and over, different dates that just the light turned on my head when I was reading it. I would say I would average 8 to 10 hour studies in prison using that Bible.
Wow.
I started first preaching on the yard of prison in English and Spanish. I've never preached a day of my life. I don't have Bible college degree or any kind of certificate. And yet that's the Bible that God used to teach me, train me, and I believe through the Holy Spirit even guide me to start ministering to others on the yard, and the ministry began right from prison to what we're doing now.
Unbelievable. Well, Roger, thank you, and thank you for the opportunity to partner with your ministry in this year's Red Letter Challenge. And folks, again, just to reiterate as we close, the opportunity before us today to the community of Northwest Christian School and Frameworks in general, if you're a listener to the Kingdom Culture Conversations podcast, this is an opportunity available to you. Join us as we read through the Gospels, one chapter per day over the course of the next 3 months. And then as well, for the next 3 months, we're going to open up on the NCS website. The website is www.ncsaz.org. And if you'll click on Benevolence Fund, it's under the column that says Giving. Click on Giving, then click on Benevolence Fund for the months of November, December, and January. Every donation that comes into the Benevolence Fund while we're participating in this year's Red Letter Challenge is going to be committed to Rescued Not Arrested, and Roger's going to be using that to purchase Bibles that will go to prisoners who are intently studying God's Word via the American Bible Academy. And then the other thing I want to invite you to do is to join us for the Off the Page Book Club podcast, where for 7 weeks you're going to have the opportunity to work through the book Rescued Not Arrested and hear Roger's story. I'll tell you what, it is absolutely jaw-dropping awesome to see the work that God did using the potency, the truth of his word, to get hold of Roger's life and transform it. So, Roger, again, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for joining us for another Kingdom Culture Conversation. Have a great day. Southwest Christian School has made Biblical Worldview online courses available to all high school students for transcript credit, regardless of whether they attend public school, private school, charter school, or homeschool. Frameworks is an exciting new initiative utilizing the learning management system of Grand Canyon University. For more information, visit BibleClassesForPublicSchools.com.